on the basis of the. Now let's see, and she's kivasi veset, and Rabbi Yechimin says that's considered kivasi veset b'seichim enidoso. So if we count bosami in a row, some mele, even though on the first of seven she did not have, she was not supposed, she did not see dam, but she was supposed to see dam. She was supposed to see dam. In mele, it's considered the ri on the fifth of seven as b'meinidoso. But if we don't count minero, so why is the fifth of seven considered b'meinidoso? She didn't see on the first of seven. So, heichad amel lafkin chazoy rishiyach v'chamish biyach v'rishiyach v'chamish biyach v'asht chazoy v'chamish biyach v'rishiyach alo chazoy v'kom arisho kivas l'vesem sirchem nidoso. How is it menidoso? So if you count bosamin rosa is menidoso, because even though b'mtzias she didn't see dam on the first, but she should have seen it. So mele, and if she did see it, then the fifth would be Yemenidoso. So even though she didn't see it, it's also considered Yemenidoso. But if you don't regard Minero, so then why does Rabbi Yechanan call it Yemenidoso? Become a Rishi of Eshbashendasa, Alm Rishi Alchananinon. So it's a raya that Kidlikamenakte, Minero, not Kidlikamenakte. Omale, Loy Hocher, Om Rabbi Yechanan. In Chazoy Rish Yarche V'Rish Yarche V'Esn Chamish B'Yarche V'Rish Yarche De'amrin Amdom Yisere U'Nitzeiz V'Bo V'Chin Tos Robin V'Chol Nechus Yame Amru K'Ravun E'Brid Al-Shem. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Mimai De'ayim Chobbeiz V'Yasrinon Leim Manin Yim Chobbeiz Shoyso Ruyo Lireiz Kishedilgo Dimotolim Mizir L'Chesh M'Riye Shal Asab Chob Zayin דילו מהיים חבייז דאסרין עלו מאמינו מיים ריוסו שכבר שולמו ימי זייף כי יש ימי זייף כי הדרו עושה הנה חבייז וקיימו לו דלת יומים ביומים הורים לנידס ורוח המסתבר דהו משום דחיישינון שמתרז לקדמוסו ליריס מחבייז לחבייז אסרין עלו דהשת הווה חבייז לריוסו אבל אם חבייז לחייש מיים שאויסורו יליאז לא ימוץ אסרין עלו רבו נדולי הראשון משום הוח שושה דאפיל חזרס לקדמוסו לא יתירה היים שהוא ימזיין ליריוסו דהי להוי סור לימוד או לירה יסר לחבייס לריה ואם משום שהוא חבייס ליים הרואו לו אין זה דרך החזרס לבסטו לקצר עם איתרוסו ומאיה עם אירוסו כדי שיוב לפי חשב של תחילו לחזרס וכיבס חבייס ליים שרוע עשו דליתי מוח הייתה נגלוסה דרמי ימי וכבשי ימי רמי ימי וכבשי ימי וכבשי טרים ורמי ימי כדר נקטה כאילו כמה נקטה או יקין מקור נקטה ועדה יקינו מכמה נקטה מעכשיו החזרס למניס כגין שימדס ים שחל ים רוב שהטילו ומטלסים שמיני או יקין מקור נקטה לפי חשבים שישורו ילהטיל מתחילו שישורו ילילית בהי ולמיד בבוב ולהטו בזיין ולמיד יחס השתם הטילו עם זיין עם רוב כנגד בידיומים שעומדו כשאיתם עם חס כפי שהוא יסורו אל החיים הראשים על כוחו כאילו כמי נקטה ואי שנעמי כשחזרס לבסטו לירס לי עם חובייס לב לבחש מראשים לי עם חובייס לריוסו כאילו ככה יום יהוד אסתם אומר רב פופה אל הוד אומר איש כבסטו תבס לבסטו כמידוסו ביום שמידו כפעמים נפגושי מילצה תרבייכן דחזוי בישארך ובייארך ובישארך ובייארך ואשת חזוי בייארך דאבר גיבס נימנה בייארך ומאחשו פניה לבסת בהי בחידש ובשלוק ישלה בבסת דוטרי זימנה כמוי דהי בייארך אבסיכים דוס הממש דהוני דהב מריש יארך ופעם גימו הווה ימי נידה לפי חש מרו so the first two years and the fifth of the month were definitely menide. But Rabbi Yechanan calls it Yeminide, so that means that the third Riyah and the third and the fifth of Sivan is also Yeminide. That can only be true if we consider Cheshbon Ol. So אל פעם גידו אבי מידל וחשמה ראש שישרו אל יריס וישיירכה ומיקור מפעם גימו תכם נידן וחשמה ראו מנינון אומר לי אלוך מביכן חסד חייסים נה בריש יערכה so she saw them on the first of Nisan and then on the first of the year and then she saw them on the 25th of the year and then she saw them again on the first of Sivan. So then it's mamesh on an actual level. It is being needed. So the last riyad that is kivas vesed, so is mamesh me needed. Not lifechesh moro, but on the basis of the actual, on an actual level. The avla achriya vasraizhi shlizriya shlach. חידש, בסיך מדוס המאמה שנידן עם חפי, ומשמוח הכל, בסיך מדוסו, דוניזידה יביטאי ממאיה וכפי יסעורך, ואחר שנפטר ביונו, משום דורמה, האחרידה ושחידש לסבסטר היא, והיין זמנו, והידאגדם וחזוי בחפי, דוניסירי תסבי, אמרו לו דרבי איך נקרא בונה, כותה צינון, now, we can't go over the תסבסט, because it will be too late, now, next week, first next week we have to go over the thesis and discuss all the shikas at great length linebea, but then we have and then we have to start the Mishneh Dav Zayin Rabbi Lezarin Rabbi Noshim Dayin Shaita Dayin. So first we have to go over the Tesis at the end of Niskusim, and then we'll start the Mishneh Dav Zayin, Rabbi Lezarim, Rabbi Noshim, Dayin Shai. Tesis. Now. Vayim Ves, Kulon Mitameis Meis Leis. Hanide vazobe vashimersheim kinegedeim vayildes kulom mitameis neisleis. Because, so the Gemara says the Yufte. In other words, because Rove said the Pshat in Kolachados Yim Becheskastara is that in a mitame meisleis, because since Bimezi Voso it's not the natural thing for a woman to see dam. So Mele, when she does see dam, even the Gabi Tires, she's not in time mace less. Dayan Shai. So it's the youth. Hamide Vazove Vashimer, Shim Kenegate, Payles, called Mitam mace less. Afal Gav, the Muberes Dayan Shai. So the question is, how does it say in the Braise that? That Hayiledes is Kulomitamis Nisleis, but Muberes is Dayoshaito, Haine Bishodam, Sherea Kishimuberes. The Loy Berias Dam Lede, Sherea Machmas Psiris Hakeva. When do we say that it's Dayoshaito? If before Lede she sees Dam, so a pregnant woman normally doesn't see Dam. And if she sees Dam, it's something unusual. So Mele, we don't have to be Cheshire, she didn't have to be Tyrus. Less the Ria took place in Chiosul Besachitzin within 24 hours before. Mashein came when the bleeding is done later, Machas Psychas Akeva, so then it's Mitam Meis Leis. The Yeshmi Foshin, very simple terrace. The Yeshmi Foshin, the Hoche Kirabiesi, the Boye Gimleis. Now, it's the question is, what's the Hatchila de Kasha, and then we see that he says does not consider it of a poshut. There seems to be a very simple teretz. In other words, Muberes means if she menstruates while she Muberes. Here it's not menstrual bleeding. Of course, Al Pidin, the Dam Lede, is the same thing, but it's not menstrual bleeding. So, what's the Kasha? The answer is for the same reason that we say by Muberes that. Dayashaito, why? Because to bleed menstrually is not a usual thing. So it's something unusual. Some male don't have the bechesh. Since it is something unusual. So even the case where you have bleeding machmas leder, of course it's a very normal thing to bleed machmas leder, but as far as the bleeding machmas leder is concerned, she shouldn't be mitarim misleis. So why are we afraid? Why should we say mitarim misleis? Because maybe the dam came out from the moker and it was retained in the bisachitzen, and then now only it came out la'avir eilam. Some mele. Why should we be chayshes after all? Dam leide takes place with the dam not being retained in the bisachitzen. This phenomenon, the dam might come out from bisachitzen, from the moker, and be retained in the bisachitzen. This is a phenomenon that attaches to damnide, but it's not a phenomenon that attaches to damleide. Some mele, we don't have to be cheshish. And as far, maybe there was damleide also, so she was muberes, monefshach. If you are going to be cheshish, machmas leide, maybe dam came out from the moker and retained in the bisachitzen. So that doesn't happen. It happens in nide, in menstrual bleeding, it happens such a thing. But in labor bleeding, so if it comes out, it comes out not from the moker and stay in the bisachitzen. But then maybe you have to be chayshish before the lady. She had menstrual bleeding, and that happens in menstrual bleeding. That instead of coming outside, it comes out in the bisachitzen. So there's the kasha of teisves. He is no beres. So one of shavu don't have to be chayshish. So they still give the teretz no. Since there is it hakomi. And the Chachomim warn Misaki that whenever a woman sees dam, so it's mitame tares meisleis, some mele here too it applies. Except the Chachomim warn Masne gabi muberes, so this takoni doesn't apply. The yesh miforshim the hochek Rav Yis the boy gimleis Rav Yis he holds in the first perik that Muberes Dayashaito, if there were three anus that she missed, and she's Muberes, so then, and then she saw, after she missed three anus, did not have the period in three anus, three times, and then she saw, so then is Dayashaito. But here, the bleeding Machmas Leide, so there's not a reference to the case where a woman missed the period three times. Maybe she had the period all the time while in the state of pregnancy. Iname kigen shekeidem foroas opamachs bikosova dibisheini mitamo meisleis, because there is one mandoma who says like that. Vilesle dain shaitem kogi meibo vashminon afogab devishnir zumach masenes leideroaso afloch mitamo meisleis hiksha rafer biakov molanish. The hoche tone dissolve vishmerse mitamo meisleis. Vafil hoche miforesh rabbi Eliel the chofalef yeim nitzrich abduke. Uverikame amrin on the isha shish loveset vidalet noshim viisha shavro. So this is the kashe. Here the price says zove vishmerse yeim, even though by zove vishmerse yeim it's lois nidoso, it's not the normal thing for a woman to see dam in the Aleph Yei, still she's mitam meisleis. Ve'afil hoche miforesh Rabbi Eliel dechol the Aleph Yei minitzroh abdike. So we see that the mitam meisleis is more homo than the chiyuv dike, because vis-a-vis a woman in the Aleph Yei, where it's not a normal thing for her to see dam, still ligabi mitamo meisleis the chachomim amachne, even though it was it's an abnormal thing. But on ligabe dike, we are not machmir. So you should say monefshach, if we are machmir ligabe mitam misle, you should be machmir ligabe dike also. There should be chayevis to make it dike. So we see that ligabe zobushmerasim mitam misle. So we are machmir ligabe mitam misle. Vafloachim forshav galil, the chol gal adal vadeim, and it's chochob dike. That's what Reb Yude. That's what Reb Yude said. Omar Reb Yude Leima Lemay Hilchese Becheskes Tare Shenitzricha Bdike. So the Tumas Meisleis is more chamur than the requirement of Dike, that a woman has to make, a woman who asuka bitares has to make two Bdikes every day. Shachiz Yavs. So we see that we that Tumas Meisleis is more chamur. And Ufirkam Amrinon, the Isha Sheish Leveset, Vidalet Noshin, the Isha Shofalo Gimelaines, is Dai Shaiton, Vitone Hosom, Afal Pishomu Dai Shaiton Sreliz Beitis. But Ligabe, a woman was a Veset, and Dalet Noshin, that means Iktano, Moberes, Keno, so we say that Zayin Shaiton, we're not machmir ligabe tumas meisleis. So Mimele we should say, Monefshach, if the chumre of mitam meisleis doesn't apply to Isha Sheish Leveset and Dalet Noshim, the Isha Shofo Lo Gimelaines, Alachas Kamo Vichamo, that the chumre of Tzrichim Dikesh certainly shouldn't apply, because we see that the chumre of mitam meisleis is more than the requirement of making a dike, and still we see just the reverse. So how is it? V'ton hosom afal pishamotayim shaitun tzricham yis beitkis. So in other words, we find a certain stire, a certain paradox. Vis-a-vis yudalef yein, so there the mitam meisleis is more chumur than the chiyuv dike. Vis-a-vis the dalet noshim and isha yish leveset, so the bdike is more chomor than the mitamis leis. Why? V'yesh leima, so Tosfos gives a very logical explanation. V'yesh leveset ikar leima kidin deya bizmani bo yisricha bdike bishas vesta. In other words, because ligabe, in other words, it's really two separate kashis. One kashi is the inconsistency between Isha Sheish Leveset and Yudalev Yein. The other kashi is the inconsistency between Dalet Noshim and Yudalev Yein. So Tosfos gives its two separate kashis, two separate rules. In respect to the inconsistency between Yudalev Yein and Isha Sheish Leveset, it's no kash. In other words, in regard to an Isha, in the Isha of Yudalev Yein, so the chumre of Meisleis is more than the chumre of Dik. And vis-a-vis Isha Sheish Leveset, so the chumre of Dike is more than the din of mitamis meisleis. So very simple, because by Yesh Leveset, so the contrary, she is likely to have the period, but she's likely to have the period in time, in its regular time. So mele ligabe the question whether it's dayan shaiton or mitamis meisleis. So it's very simple that why should she be mitam meisleis? After all, she saw it on Monday, and Monday that's a period day. Why should be chishes that she saw it and it was it came outside from the moker into the Beis Achritzen the day before? The day before was not her period day, so why do you have to be chishes? But to require to make him dik, on the contrary, this possibility is more of a possibility that maybe she'll see down because that's her day. That's a very simple task. Oh, but the question is, that's all right, the Teretz is, there are two separate kashas, the inconsistency between Dalef Yehin and the Shishish Lemeses. So there we have a very simple Teretz. But then the other kashas is the inconsistency between Dalet Noshin and the Dalef Yehin. After all, there is the same kind of circumstance. The Dalef Yehin, it's not normal for a woman to have the period in the Dalet Yehin, it's reason also, and the Dalet Noshim, it's also not natural for a Ktana, for Molberes, for a Miniko, to Sidam, so it's the same kind of circumstance. So this is in Achanamen. Over there, we should be the same, but there is a special reason. In other words, since, of course, if not for a special time of Shalishtakachter Dikenen, so then the Chachomim would say that in view of the fact that the Dalet Noshim, it's so unusual for them to see down that we don't even say mitame meisreis, because it's highly unusual for a woman who is pregnant, a woman who is nursing, for a skeno, to sit down. So mele, and we don't even apply the chumre of mitame meisreis. We certainly should not apply the chumre of dike, because the requirement of Meisleis is more stringent than the requirement of Dike. But there is a special reason. Because if we would say that there is no aloche of Dike, so then it will be nishtakachter of Dike Mem. The Dike Mem, it's not a question of just a short period, it's a long period. Moberes, Meniko, Skeino, especially Skeino. And after all, and these noshim, if it's nishtakach, after all, they're not mechuyev to mebdike. Yeah, they're not mechuyev now, but muberes, after the state of muberes will pass, or menekes, after she'll stop nursing, then she'll have to make the case, and if we say she doesn't have to make a bdike, so then she'll forget and she won't make a bdike even after she's a regular woman. It's not shaykh, because once she's old, she's not likely only be the achnes that she should again have the Yimei Amurim. So Uskein Afogad Rashi, so Dike Black and Midim Mikom and Gozol Yat Achine, because they are in the same category. Avol Teich Yidal Et Yeim and Yitzrich Ab Dike Yiz Mamuetu Vol Yitishtak Achter Ab Dike Dach Yidal Et Yeim Tidnik Vechein Zman Muet Yeish Mishabotko. Now, for the next day's verse, Ravune Bachir Ab Shmuel, we have to go over a piece of Gemara Daf Yudal Et Yeim. As a matter of fact, because right after next week we'll start in the first page. So we'll start the Mishneh Daf. Daf Zayin Amud Aleph of Lezarim Rabo Noshim Dain Shaitan. So, but then, now we'll go over a Mishnah and a small piece of Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. It's very important in connection with this Gemara. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Afal Pish Omru Daya Shaitan. Afal Pish Omru Daya Shaitan. Bishish Eishol Veset. I mean, that's Rabdei says Din, but we pass like Rav Desi. Most Rishonim paskin like Rav Desi. There are some Rishonim who don't paskin like Rav Desi. But most Rishonim paskin like Rav Desi. That Isha Sheish Leveset is Dayashaita. In other words, this Takonis Rachonim, that the Gabi Taras, Isha Asuka, the Gabi Taras, so when a woman sees them, we contaminate all the Taras she handled within the 24 hours prior, because of a possibility less the dam that came out now outside was came out from the Mokia 23 hours before, 23 and half an hour before, within the 24 hours prior, and it was retained in the Bisachitz, and only now it came outside. So it doesn't apply to a Nisha Sheish Leveshet, because we say Isha Sheish Leveshet, Eya Bismani Bo, and she saw them now because that's her usual day. But why should we be chayish that it took place before? So after pishamod aishaito and nisha sheish leveset tzricha liyes bidekes. But bechatchile she has to make two bidekes a day. The gabita nisha asuka b'taras chutz min anido. But there are certain women who don't have to make a bidike two bidekes a day. Nido, she's neo anyway. What's the purpose of making a bidike? So again, what's the purpose of making the case? Suppose she will see them, so she's still there, so it has no purpose. Yeah, and when she's mishameshes is beidi. In other words, before tashmish, so she has to make it dike before tash and nisha asuk b'taras. Doesn't apply today. So before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Shameshes Beid Chutz mi Mishe Chutz Naniva Yisrael Toya Shameshes Beidim Chutz mi Sheves Aldam Teya Upsulo Shedomeo Teirim. So she doesn't have to make a Bdiki. Upomim Upamayim Tzricho Yis Bdekes. The Bdekes of Isha Subbataras is Pamayim. Twice. Shachris Ubinashmoshes means somach ubinashmoshes. It doesn't mean binashmoshes mamesh after shkia, but it means before shkia. Uvishor sheyiveres lishamesh es beizu. And before tashmish, she has to make ibdiki. Yisiris alein kehanim bishor sheneichu ibitum. Kehanis shab bishor sheneichu ibitum. When they stop eating truma, also they have to make a bdiki. Now the Rash. Afal pishamudai shaita bishvish leveset tzrichol yiz bideket b'chol yeim shachil ve'arvi kishonosh chutz v'nanida mishor asri me'achot meyo shivo ve'nitzrichol bdike kol shivo sh'alei b'ro yriye yitmeyo v'yishevez al dam teya adilomu lo bdike afal tira dam teyroi umshameshet b'idim afal pishish leveset tzrichol yishamish b'idim b'livdik lifnei tashmish lach tashmish u'psulo. So that words, even a woman who has a veset, so tzricha lishamish beidim livig lifnei tashmish lahatashmish. So even on the days of that is not a vest, upsulo shenomeoteirim dalit leila is the ini tzricha lishamish beidim shari domatoya vafel nishtane maradameo hoil vishimsho. That's discussed in the Gemara before. Hoil vishimsho amrinen mishm tashmish nishtane avol shachis v'avi zichad lishimsho heiched iloi. So, I don't want to go over the Agos Abach because it's really not our in now. Upamainz really ridiculous. Kolisho Shachris Nashmoshes Shachris Lachshot Tares. What's the purpose of Shachris Lachshot Tares Shalayla? Suppose, in other words, to reduce the Hefset Tares to a minimum. Because suppose she will not make it big, Shachris. And then, let's say, at 10 o'clock in the morning, so she'll sit down. So then we have to contaminate all the tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior. But if she, at 7 o'clock in the morning, Shachris, she makes a dike and she finds it clean, then if she sees dam at 10 o'clock, she'll only have to contaminate the tares she handled from 7 to 10, not all the 24 hours prior. So, So he says, so she doesn't have to be dekis, because what's the purpose? There's no purpose. She's tmeo. She's tmeo anyway, even if she doesn't see. So why should she make it big? So the Gemara asks the kasha. Chutz min hanidei b'sech min dosa umeyu dike. Hi nichel Reb Shimon ben Lakish. The Omar Isha kibas loveset b'seichim eizi vosa. Ve nisha kibas loveset b'seichim eini dosa shapu. Elo. Reb Yechanan. The Marisha kibas loveset b'seichim eini dosa. Tiv deigdun mekova loveset. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Both agree that b'seichim eizi vosa and nisha is kibas loveset. But the machlekes is b'seichim eini dosa. B'seichim eini dosa. So Rabbi Shimon Melokish says isha kibas loveset b'seichim eizi vosa v'nisha kibas loveset b'seichim eini dosa. Now let's see the Rashi. B'seichim eizi vosa king roaso b'reshchidesh v'chozro v'roaso b'tesvov l'chidesh kishimedes b'yomim she'oruyo l'zivo d'haini yudalef yeim she'b'nido l'nido v'chozro v'roaso b'reshchidesh ובתסבוף לחידש וחוזרו ורוע עשו בתסבוף לחידש ולרוע עשו בראש חידש הלפונוף שקובל עובסת that's you is a libid Rav Pope. We have a machlekes here at the end of discussing between Rav Pope and Rav Vinit Bir Yeshua whether we reckon the me in a row or the actual meaning, not the meaning of all. So Rav Pope says that we reckon the meaning of all, and Ravuna Ber Bishwe not the meaning of all, but the actual meaning, be pale, not the meaning of all. So Rashi's gives this explanation when he says in Yechel Reb Shlokish the Omar Rishok if Aslo Veset Bisech Yemezi Vosa. So he says, King Roas Oberish Chaydesh. Let's say she saw Dam in Rish Chaydesh Nis. Vichos Rovi Roas Obitros Lachaydesh. And she saw Dam Tesvof Lachaydesh. Kishi Medes Biyomim Shehi Ruyo Lizivo. Dehaini Yedalef Yeshvinil Nido. Vichos Rovi Roas Oberish Chaydesh. And then again she saw Dam and Rish Chedesh here, Uvi Tesvov Lechedesh, and Tesvov Lechedesh here, Vichoz Rovi Roaso, Vitesvov Lechedesh, Vili Roaso, Birish Chedesh, Alifono, so, Shekovlo Veset, Litesvov, Bechedesh, so, we are talking, so she saw, and Rish Chedesh, Nisan, and she saw again, and on the 15th of Nisan, that's important, because if she wouldn't see on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the Rie of Tesvov Nisan wouldn't be Bimeizive. But if she saw, because what's Yimeizive? Yimeizive means Yudalev Yeim following actual Nidus. So if she saw Dam, the initial Rie took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the Yimei Nideh extended till the 7th of Nisan, and the 8th of Nisan marked the first day of the Dalef Yom. So from the 8th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan will represent the Dalef Yom of Yemei Zive, and then she saw Dam on the 15th of Nisan, so that's before the 18th, so it's Yemei Zive. So Mele the Rie of the Chedesh is a Rie in Yemei Zive. But if there wouldn't be an initial Rie of Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the base, so the Rie and the Tesvov Nisan wouldn't be a Rie in Yemei Zive. So Roas of Rosh Chodesh v'chozro v'roas of the Tesvov Chedesh. So the first Rie of Yemei Zive was the 15th of Nisan. Kishin Meres b'yom Yisharil Yisivu Dan Yitalef Yim Nil Nido v'chozro v'roas of Rosh Chodesh. And then she saw again Dam and Rosh Chodesh Shia, the 30th of Nisan. Now Nisan is a mole, So the 30th of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the 31st of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So she saw again on the 30th of Nisan. V'chozro v'ruah so b'Rosh Chodesh, and she saw again on Rosh Chodesh Iyah uv'tesvov l'chodesh, and again in tesvov l'chodesh v'chozro v'ruah. So in other words, so the two Riyas of Tesvov are in Mizive. The Riyah and Tesvov b'Nisan is Riyah, and the Riyah and Tesvov b'Iyah is also in Mizive. Is Mizive. V'chozro v'ruasob, then, but in Sivan, she only saw and Tesvov b'Sivan, and the Rosh Chodesh Sivan she didn't see. So v'chozro v'roa sober v'chozro v'roa sober Rosh Chodesh uvitesv v'chodesh v'chozro v'roa sober tesv v'chodesh in Sivan v'lo y'roa sober Rosh Chodesh l'fonov. But Rosh Chodesh Sivan she didn't see. She kovlo v'eset litesvov v'chodesh. Litesvov v'chodesh. So why is it kovlo v'eset? Because ומצטרפים תרתרי אז דמי זיווה להכריע לקבי הסבסת ואין אישו כבאס לו וסד מנידוסו כי נרוע עשו בראש חידש וחוזרו ורוע עשו בחמיש וחידש דהן למיניס וחוזרו ורוע עשו אית פעמיים בחמיש וחידש לא יקובו ולא וסד שאין רי עשו מניד רוע Now here in connection with Tehemizivos, so Rashi told it out that she saw Dam on the 1st of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan on the 1st of year and the 15th of year and on the 15th of Sivan, and in the 1st of Sivan she didn't see. So she is kivasi vesed. Then veini shikavasi vesed nidoso. So he says kin roaso b'Rosh Chodesh v'chozro v'roaso b'chamishi b'chodesh v'chozro v'roaso oit pamayim b'chamishi b'chodesh. So here he says twice on chamishi b'chodesh. How about echad b'chodesh only once? I mean the same example. So that's why Rashi emphasized. In other words, she saw on the 1st of Nisan and on the 5th of Nisan, on the 1st of Iyar and on the 5th of Iyar, on the 5th of Sivan and the 1st of Sivan she didn't see. So it's mamish analogous to the tzio that he mentioned ligabe yimei zive. So Rish Lakish says she's kibasanes. Why? Because she's more likely to see dam b'mei nidoso then b'mei zivoso is not below eis nidoso, but the question is how is she kivas veset? After all, not b'kive veset kavua, you have to have three rias. She had three rias on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we are not talking now about being kiveya Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's not b'mei nidoso. We are talking the machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is whether she is kivaset veset on the 5th of the month. How is she kivaset veset on the 5th of the month? All right, me in a row, but me in a row, so it has to be nikva. So bishleime if, let's say she saw dam on the 1st of the month and on the 5th of the month. On the 1st of the year and the 5th of the year, on the 1st of Sivan and on the 5th of Sivan, and then on the 1st of Tammuz she didn't see, and the question is, does she have to be Cheshish on the 5th of Tammuz? So then we can apply the machlekes between Rav Pop and Rav Unig and Rav Yishua. Rav Pop says that Cheshul Miyanoro, Rav Unibrit Rav Yishua says in Cheshul Miyanoro. So according to Rav Pop, she has to be Cheshish. She has to be Cheshish for the 5th of Tammuz, even though the Veset the three times was Rias Dam on the fifth, following Rias Dam on the first, and since here, so, and the first of Tammuz you didn't see, so it's not the same pattern. So, according to Rav Nebrit, Rav Yeshua, who is chilek on the din of Cheshish in the Mian or all, say Nachnam, she doesn't have to be Cheshish on the fifth of Tammuz. True, she already had three Rias on the fifth of the month, after a Ria following a Ria on the first of the month. But if she did see Dam on the first of Tammuz, then she's, Rav Nebrit, Rav Yeshua would say, she has to be, she's a soul by law on the fifth of Tammuz, but she didn't see Dam on the first of the month, and she was only kivasi veset to have the period on the fifth, following a period on the first. But this month in Tammuz she didn't have a period on the first. So why should she be a sole bailo on the fifth? So according to Ravuni Rav Yeshua, who says ein cheshish in me and all. Say Nachnami, she's not a soul of Bible. According to Rav Pope, she's a soul of Bible. But Rashi mentions an example where she only had two Rias on the fifth of the month, following a Ria on the first of the month. In order to be Gevei Veset, you have need three Rias. So even according to Rav Pope, that Cheshul Mineral, he should not because she's when a woman is givasa veset, so mele she has to be chisheshes that she'll see the dam in the same way she has been accustomed to see. Suppose, you know, there is a veset ayomim and there is a veset aguf. Veset aguf means the woman knows that after she has a stomachache for half an hour she sees dam. But sometimes it's a composite, that's called the veset amurket. It's a composite veset. It's based upon certain days and a certain sensation. In other words, every 25th day, after she has a headache or a stomachache for half an hour, she sees that. So melee, and the next month, the 25th, so suppose it's the 25th, but she doesn't have a stomachache, she's not a solar bile. That's the best I'm working. So mele here, if Rav Pope would say, Rav Pope would say, a woman saw Dam on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, on the first of year and on the fifth of year, on the first of Tammuz and on the fifth of Tammuz, and then, on the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan, and then on the first of Tammuz she didn't see. So Rav Pope would say, she's a soul of Baila on the fifth, and then we understand. Rav Huna ben Rav Shua says, she's not a soul of Baila. True, she was Givasi Veset, on the fifth of the month, but only on the fifth of the month, following Yeri on the first of the month. But here, this condition of Yeri on the first of the month was not fulfilled. Some Mele, she doesn't have to be Chisheshes for Yeri on the fifth of the month. And Rav Pope, since Chishul Minoro, so you always consider it as if she did see what she was supposed to see. So even though she missed it on the first of Tammuz, but according to the Kfiyas HaVeset, she is supposed to have seen. So we consider it as if she had seen on the first of Tammuz, so maybe she has saw the Baal on the fifth of Tammuz. But in this case, where she saw just on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, on the first of year and the fifth of year, on the first, and then on the first of Sivan she didn't see. Why does Rav Pope say that she's a soul of Bailo on the fifth, on the fifth of Sivan? It's not main Rioso she hasn't even established. She hasn't even established a veset only three times. So that's discussed by the Tesfes, but it's nigir right at this Gemara. Now let's see again the Rashi. The initial kavas lo veset min yidoso ki roas odorish chaydesh. דהיינו במינידס, וחוזרו ורועס אוית פעמיים בחמישה בחידש. That means she saw on the first of Nisan and on the fifth of Nisan. On the first of year and the fifth of year. And then on the fifth of Sivan. But on the first of Sivan not. So, Rish Lakish says, Loikovel Veset, Shein Rias in Nido, Ria Likveyo, Shealulo, Vires Benidosa. So, Ishapia. Ishapia, Koton Mastis, Nubai Dike, Dilit Muyet Meyoi, Vilik Ria Veset, Veleida, Intishana Veset, Shosh Bambu Yimacha, Shein Rivachshav Amad Loikovel. But, according to Rish Lakish, who says, Ishap Kvasla Veset, Zirchem Nidosa, Digde, Tip dig, deal me a couple of us. Yeah, okay. It's so the Gemara says, Omer Lachabicha. First shot is the shot of most of him, but there's another one. So he says, Mimayim Sos, can we forest a little bit of Rabbeicha, and she appeared in his cousin? That's a limit of Yehuni Perit Rav Yeshua, who is not Cheshish Lumino. So, King Chazoy Rish Yarche, Rish Yarche, Vest in the Chamisho, she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, and on the first of year, and on the 25th of year, and on the first of Sivan. So, Vest in the Chamisho of year, Virish Yarche, Virish Yarche, the highway rie basreise bimeini doso, because between the 25th of year and the 1st of Sivan, so it's bimeini doso, it's only 6 days, it's only 6 days, so meile, so it's still bimeini doso, dafil hoche have kfies veset birish yalche bimforish hosom. Now here again we are test. So this Bishyalche Kovo Vodadim the Khazoye Domini Serizibe. The Vadai Kovo Mishum Tsklesaveset, who's like Mimayan Sosum. No, this is not difficult because she saw on the first of Nisan and on the first of Iyar. And on the 25th of the year, and on the 1st of Sivan. So she had 3 riyas on the first of the month. Except that the third riyah was in Yemeni Dosa. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Shivazo, so then they have no difficulty. But the other, what the Shloki says, that Enisho Kivas Laveset, and because this is the Kinte of Ravune Ben Rav Yeshua, the Shit Rav Yeshua. But before Rashi mentioned the Tzio, a little bit Rav Pope. So that we have to understand. Avol, so in this case, Rabbi Yechon holds Yishik Vasla Vesminidoso. But how can she? But after all, the third Rie to be Kivea the Vesed took place on the first of Sivan, following a on the 25th of year, so it was made it also. The answer is, we say the Ikariye is the first of the month. And why did she have a Rie on the 25th of year? That's because she has an excess of dam, so she started to bleed before. But the Ikariye is on the first of the month. So two riyas of the 3 riyas were mayin sosom. Mayin sosom. The only the third riyah was not mayin sosom. Since the 2 riyas were mayin sosom, so we say that the third riyah just represented an excess of dam, but actually her tendency is to menstruate on the first of the month, not on the 25th of the month. So the Gamriach in Chashvin Olam Kemayin Sosom, Ki Dikomar Odad Mechazoyti Dongu Avo Mayin Pusuach Kin Shav Ayri Sol Shemis Shal Veset Jei b'sichli nide ki masnisni. So then she's not kibasi beset. In other words, Rabbi Yechon b'meide, suppose a woman will have ulsidam, the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, the first of year and the fifth of year, the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan. So she'll be kibasa beset on the first of the month, but on the fifth of the month she'll not be kibasa beset, because we'll say, why did she have on the fifth of Sivan? Because she saw dam on the first. So it's a hemshech of the bleeding that started on the first. So the Mishnah has reference to a woman who is mamash in Nida. So Mele, since she's mamash in Nida, so what's the purpose of making a dike? In order to be tomei, she's tomei anyway. In order to be kivasi veset, she will not be kivasi veset, because it will be mayim pesuach. So there's no purpose. Look, I'm by dikim nidesh. Shari nifta mayono, vafili reye, lo itikva veset, lishnachine. So then there's another pshat. Lishnachine, mimayim sosum, sheroa so, lishne, according to the second Loshen, so when is it called Mayim Pesuach if there was not even an interval of one day devoid of dam? In other words, she saw on the first of Nisan, the second of Nisan, the third of Nisan, and on the fourth of Nisan, and then she saw again on the first of the year, the second of the year, the third of the year, the third of the year, and the fourth of the year, and then she sees it in Sivan. So it's Mayim Pesuach. But suppose there is one day that is blank, devoid of dam, and then she sees dam. Suppose she'll see dam on the first of Nisan and on the third of Nisan, on the first of year and the third of year and the first of Sivan and the third of Sivan, in view of the fact that there is one day that is devoid of dam, then it's not considered Mayim Pesuach. So then she'll be kivasivest. That's the second Rosh. But the Rishon Yoshabena, even if there is a day in let's say between the first year and the second year, a blank day devoid of dam, it's still considered Mayim Pesuach. Now let's see the Tesis. Tesis says, "Mayim Sosum Pirush Rashi Ki Nchazoy Rish Yarche VeRish Yarche VeChofei BiYarche VeRish Yarche UMayim Pesuach." That's according to Ravuna Pirush Rabbi Yeshua. She saw dam on the first of Nisan, and on the first of Iyar, and on the 25th of Iyar, and the first of Sivan. So then we say that her tendency is to see dam on the first of the month. Why did she see it on the 25th? Because this time she had such an excess of dam, so she started to bleed a few days before she. Umayim pesuach ki she'oriyes ha'mishen she'oveset toyu b'seich b'mini oyerish yarech evhei b'yarech v'chim b'shni o'vishlish es chazoye chomosh b'yarech v'loy chazoye rish yarech v'in teina. Popen for shield is good. Rish yarche to Homes Biarche praising. Obviously, she Homes Biarche Loy has a rich yarche, he coffin vessel, baby yarche and vees, he kosha libi must listen rabbins. Rabbi Echen, Viesh Lema, the use. So then the question is, that's okay. I'll libe the Rabbuni Rabbi Yeshua. So if she saw down on the first of the month of Nisan, and the fifth of Nisan, and she saw dam on the first of year, on the fifth of year, and then she saw Dam on the fifth of Sivan, and not on the first, so that Mimei Nidoso, and there's the Machleket to Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, because Cheshon Mino, but according, so Bishlim Alibi de Rabbi Yeshua, so we say, when does Rabbi Yechon says Kivaslo Vesed Mimei Nidoso, when she saw on the first of Nisan, and on the first of year, on the 25th of year, and on the first of Sivan. But if she saw on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, the first of year, and the fifth of year, and the fifth of Sivan, so that's my impostuach, and Mimele is not kibasves. But according to Rav Pope, so that's then she is kibasves, even then too. So what is the more starts? So there's a kasha from the mission. Now we can go to the tasters here. Back to you. Rabune Barachio Mashmuel Lema Shem Givas Vesed Meizi Vosa. So how did Rashi explain Shem Givas Vesed? We learned it last week. Shem Givas Lo Vesed Meizi Vosa. Kigin Roaso Gimu Pomi mitesvov litesvov ein ze veset li in dai shait ul in ye mishin li potko tiet meir mitesvov litesvov habi yom izid kechim kol ayom in mishi shol mu zayn yom yis ad yitches di shal mu izid an yis. Now, last week I didn't explain it, but actually there is a great difficulty here in this gemara. There is a great difficulty in gemara. So, Ravune Bachir says that the pshat in Kolachat Oseyim Bechaskestari is Shem Givas Lo Veset Bisech Yemezi Vosa. So how does Rashi explain it? If she saw Dam Roas or Gimu Pom Mitesvov Mitesvov Ein Ze Vesel in Dei Shaito Oi. So what it mean Mitesvov Mitesvov? So that means she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, the first of Nis, and then she saw Dam again on the 15th of Nis, and then the 15th as of the, where the 15th of Nis, and she saw again Dam on the 30th of Nis. That's what it means. She saw Dam on the first of Nis, then she had a Rie on the 4th of Nis, then she had a third Rie on the 15th as of the 15th. So it's not the 30th of Nis, it's the 29th of Nis, because you start counting, you know. So you count, the 15th is the first, 15th, so 15th till the 24th of Nisan is 10. And then 25th of Nisan is the 11th day, 26th is the 12th, 27th is the 13th, 28th is the 14th, 29th is the 15th. So in other words, the initial year was on the first of Nisan. The second Rie was on the 15th of Nisan. The third Rie was on the 29th of Nisan. And then again, the 15th as of the 29th. And Nisan is in Moed. So that means on the 13th of year. So he had ahead Rie. And then on Chof Zayin year, the 15th as of the 13th of year, Chof Zayin year, she again had a Rie. So it's four Ries altogether, but it's three Ries Mezive, because you need the first Ries of the first of Nisan as a base to make the second Ries and the 15th as Mezive. So the Mashon and the Maram, they ask the Kash, very simple Kash. How do you have here three Ries? Suppose she had an initial Ries and the first of Nisan. Then she had the second Rie on the 15th of Nisan. Then she had the third Rie on Chavtes Nisan. So Chavtes Nissen is the third Rie altogether, but it's the second Rie in the Cheshbon of Tesvov. So then you had a third Rie on Chavtes Nissen, and then you have on Yigimul here you had a third Rie, and Chavzayin here you had a fourth Rie. So she's Kibasi Veset. How is she Kibasi Veset? She's not Kibasi Veset, because the halacha is, except according to Shittas Rambam, and Shittas Rambam is very difficult. But according to all the other Rishonim, what Yudalef Yein means, it's not a state Cheshbon 7-11. It means the Yudalef Yein following actual Nidus. So Mele, if the initial Riyah took place on the first of Nisan, and then, so the first Riyah of Yemezive took place on the 15th of Nisan. So then, and then the next Rie was on Chavtes Nissen, so that's not the Meizive, because if let's say the second Rie would be at the 15th of Nissen, and then she would have a Rie. Let's say on the 20th of Nisan or the 21st of Nisan, and then she would have another Rie on the 29th of Nisan. So the Rie on the 29th of Nisan would be Meizive. But if she had a Rie on the 15th of Nisan, and then on the 20th she didn't have any Rie until the 29th, so the 29th is not the Yidalef Yem Shibinidil Nide. The Rie on the 15th of Nisan is in the Yemezive. Why? Because it was in the Yudalef Yeim following actual Nidus, because she had the initial Rie on the 1st of Nisan. So then the Yudalef Yeim started with the 8th of Nisan, and it ended on the 18th of Nisan. But she had another Rie on the 15th, so it was before the 18th. But when she has a third Rie on the 29th of Nisan, and she didn't have any Rie before that, so then how is it considered as Bimezive? It's Yemenide. The Rie Tesvob Benisan is Bimezive, but the Rie Chavtes Nisan is not Bimezive, it's Bimenide. It's Bimenide because Yudalef Yein means Yudalev, the 11 days following actual Nidus. But the if it had been an uninterrupted Cheshbon, as the Rambam says, then it would be a Meizive. But all the Rishonim are chilek on the Rambam, and the Rambam is difficult, and the Chavisdas puts limitations on the Shittas Rambam. According to all the Rishonim, so Yudalev Yein consists of the 11 days following actual Nidus, not potential Nidus. Actual Nidus. So Bishlei Medavi of Tesvov Benisan was in Meizive because it was within the 11 days following the actual Nidus. What was the actual Nidus? From the 1st till the 7th. And then the Yudalef Yein took place from the 8th of Nisan until the 18th of Nisan. The 15th was within those Yudalef Yein, but the next Rie was Chavtes Yein. So what kind of Yemezivi? It's Yemenide, because she saw Dam and Nisan, and the Yemezivi ended on the 18th of Nisan. If she had seen Dam on the 19th of Nisan, and then she would see Dam, so she would be an actual Nide from the 18th till the 25th, and then she would see Dam, let's say, on the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, it would be amazing. But she didn't see any Dam on the 19th, she didn't see any Dam. So the Yudalef Yeim couldn't start on the 26th. So when she saw Dam on Chavtes Nisan, it was again an initial Rie of Yemenide. So how is it considered Bimei Zive? So the Mashua is the Tkash, and the Maram is the Tkash. in Niskusim. So they both say that what Rashi means, Rashi, Teisves, Old Rishenim, they mean she saw Dam on the first of Nis. Then she saw Dam on the 15th of Nis. Then she, so that's Yemezive. So that's the Ri and the Svob Nisin is the first Ri of Yemezive. Then the third Ri, which is on Choftes Nisin, the 15th as of the 15th of Nisan is the 29th of Nisan. 29th of Nisan. That's Himenide. That's not him. But then it alternates. The Yemezive alternates. Then again the 15th as of the 29th of Nisan. And Nisan is a Mole. So Yud Gimliya is the 15th as of the 29th, because you have 13 in year, and then you have Choftes and Lamed. So that's 15. So Yud Gimel Iyar is the second Riyah of Yemei Zivah. Is the third Riyah. I mean, it's the third Riyah, but it's the second. So Yud Gimel Iyar. So Choftes Nisan, I mean, the Choftes Nisan was not a Ri Yemezive. The first Ri Yemezive was the Svob Nisan. Then Choftes Nisan is again Yemenide. So that's not to be counted. Then Yud Gimel Iyar, so is again Yemezive. Because in view of the fact that Choftes Nisan was an initial Ri of Nides again, so Choftes Nisan, she had to count 7 days of actual Nidus. From Choftes Nisan, Choftes and Lamed, and then 5 days in the year. So the last day of the actual Nidus would be Heia. So when does the first day of the Yudalef Yeim of Zive begin? On the 6th of the year. So you have from the 6th of the year till the 16th of the year, you have Yudal Yemei Zivah. And then she saw Dam on the 13th, so it's within the 11 days. So the Riyah and Yud Gimel Iyar is Yemei Zivah. So far, you have two Riyahs of Yemei Zivah. In other words, the first Riyah of Yemei Zivah was the Svob Nisan, Choftes Nisan is Yemei Zivah. But Yud Gimel Iyar is Yemei Zivah. And then Chav Zayin Iyar is the 15th as of the 5th Gimel Iyar, but that's again Yemenide. But then Yudalet Sivan is again Yemei Zive. So then you have it, so after the 5th Riyah you have 3 Riyahs of Yemei Zive. This is what Mashon and Maram say. In other words, when we say that it's Kevas Leveset, which Shmuel says Kvas Leves Mesechem Izibosol, he doesn't mean that if she had a Riyas Dam on the 1st of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan and the 29th of Nisan and the 13th of year, so, or even if she had another Riyas Dam of an Chav Zayin year, so she's still not Kvas Leves, but the only because it alternates. So Tesvov Nisan was a Riyah Yemei Zivah. Choftes Nisan was a Riyah Yemei Nideh. Yud Gimel Iyar is a Riyah Yemei Zivah again, so the second Riyah. Chav Zayin Iyar is a Riyah Yemei Nideh again, so that's not Yemei Zivah. But then Yudalet Sivan is a Riyah Yemei Zivah again. So after having 5 Riyahs, we 15 days removed from the other, one from the other, then she's Givasloi Vesel Mesimoso. So you shouldn't think that it means she's Givasloi Vesel Mesimoso and Yud Gimel Iyar or even on Chav Zayin Iyar. No, she'll only be Givasloi Vesel and Yud Dalet Bisim. That's what the Mashon and the Maram say. Well, so, Rabune Bachio Mashmuel Leima Hashemi Givasloi Vesel Bimeziboso. Loy mi boye bi mei sfira zive mamesh ne kevas al mashma da fil biyom im ruim li zive af al gab den zove u mayono sosum in ne kevas. So Teisa says that not only does Rabune the Shmuel hold that even Sphere Mamish is in the Kavas, is in Elamashma, in the Kavas, but even beyond him or ruin Lizive, Afal Gav, the in Zovo, Umayono Sosum, in the Kavas, Ginshere, Pamachas, Tirhidalapien, Upolika, Biechen, and Rishlokish, the Amra Bisomuch, Ishe Kavas, Lofesse, Sichim, Isibosom Mamish, the Aine Bemzas, Tvira Ziboso, Dumye, Tirhim, Nidoso, the Kolshin, the Kavas, beyond him or ruin Lizive, the Kaimon, Kirabiechen, Gabishma. Now, here we have a big machlekes. Taisa says, here Shmuel says that Ein Isho Kivas Lo Vesen Mezivoso. And Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lokish, the Achilik was whether Isho is Kivas Lo Vesen Mezivoso. So Rish Lokish says not, and Rabbi Yechanan says yes, but Mezivoso both are made as Kivas. So in other words, Shmuel is really can both, and Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lokish. However, the Rabban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, the Raivet, they all say there is no machlekes between Shmuel on one hand and Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lokish on the other. Just as the Gemara Daf Yudalef Yinide says that there is a difference between Re'edam, Mimayim Pesuach and Mayim Sosum, and Rabbi Yechanan when Rabbi Yechanan says, that she's that Isho is kivas a vesed menidoso. He means only when she sees dam mayin sosum. What is mayin sosum? According to Rav Pope, mayin sosum means if she saw dam on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, and then she saw dam on the first of year and the fifth of year, and then she saw dam on the fifth of Sivan, and on the first of Sivan not. And they call it because Ravuna holds that Cheshish and Limi and Oro. And they call it Ravuna Beit Rav Yeshua, who says we don't reckon after Mi and Oro, but after the actual seeing of them, not but the potential seeing of them. So then, so when Rabbi Yechanan says that Kivas Loveset, Bimeini Doso, he has referenced the case where she saw them. When she saw Dam on the first of Nisan and on the first of Iyar, on the 25th of Iyar and on the first of Sivan. So Teis was Dam. So Mashein Kein, if she saw Dam on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, and on the first of Iyar and the fifth of Iyar and the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan, then Rabbi Yechon is made, that's Mayim Pesuach. So the same thing the Raivet, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Tfo, and the Ran say applies to Yemezive too. There is no machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and in Rish Lokish and Shmuel. But Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lokish, when they say that both, that Isho Kivas Loveset, Bimei Zivoso, they have reference to a case of Dam Mimayin Sosum. Mei Zivoso, Mayin Sosum. So what does it mean, Mayin Sosum? According to Rav Huneb, Rav Shoes, according to Rav Pope, the Treshish Lumi in a row. So what would be a Mayin Sosum in Yimei Zive if, let's say, a woman would see Dam on the 1st of Nisan and the 20th of Nisan? So that's Yemezive. And then on the 1st of year and the 20th of year, and then on the 20th of Sivan and the 1st of Sivan, not. And it's not according to Rav Pope and according to Rav Huneb, Rav Yeshua, the Tein Chesh Lumi in a row. So what would be Mayim Sosum? What would be Mayim Sosum? In connection with Yemezive, if she saw Dam on the first of Nisan and on the first of Iyar, and then on the first of Nisan and the first of Iyar, And then on the 20th of Iyar, and on the 20th of Sivan, no, I'm sorry, and on the 1st of Sivan, the same way, on the 1st of Nisan, and the 1st of Iyar, and that, the 20th of Iyar, and the 1st of Sivan. Say Sivan, so taste is done with Kachosi. Taste done with Kachosi. And this is Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. M'mayin Soso. And Shmuel, when he says, Einisho Kivas, Deset Meizivoso, he has reference to M'mayin Pesuach. What does it mean M'mayin Pesuach? M'mayin Pesuach means she saw Dam on the 1st of Nisan and on the 20th of Nisan. On the 1st of Iyar and on the 20th of Iyar. So that's M'mayin Pesuach. M'mayin Pesuach. So then this, not, so there is no machlekes. So this, so old rishonim machlek on Tesvis. Old rishonim machlek on Tesvis. Now, the Gemara here said, yeah. Ravun Bachi Omar Shmuel Limash in Kibas Loves Bishnech in the Vos. Omar Ravieset Lishmili Hoshmites. Omar Abai Atamot Noam. Vao amot lon, hoi so li mudo li yisrei yin tesvom, vishi so li im chov, ze vize asur mi shamish. Shin so pamay mi chov, ze vize asur. Va amret lon, alo, omar avida mashmoe, lo yishon lo tesvov li tfiloso, shin chov beis di riyoso, di oso meni doso koelo. Avo tesvov di riyoso, di bimeizi voso koelo I kovo. Omar av pope amrit lo yishmate, kam di rav yudem nizkarte, mikvo li kovo, meichu shmau di nechishle, ishtek, Will you only meet it? Omar of Papa Nelsana. Hoy so the Muddle Lees really in the swap, which is in Hop. I mean, went over it last week, but I just want to run over it again. Since Lim Hop said it's a sword. The Omar, a few of the Smolution or the Spovely Philoso, Shin Hop Basler Yoso, which is for Lim Hop Zion, the Hihatre, the Ose Esrimitate, Kaimel of the Sichim Philoso, the Cotone Zevise Asurin. Alm de Hashin of the Kosovar of Pope, Esrimitatim, Nido Pisro, Mesrim Zaimin, Om Ravunibu Rav Shriller of Pope, Mimai Dilma Esrimitatin, Name Mesrim Zaimin, the Hatra Vose Esrimitatin, Kaimelon, Biseir, Yimei Nidoso. So what did Rav Pope say in regard to that by the whether we have to be Cheshish, not Kevea Mezivoso? Do we have to be Cheshish? So Rav Papa said that we have to be cheshish because it says loy shonel at tesvov v'shechov beis l'riyoso v'shin zolchiv zayin. So she has to be cheshish for both. But if it's l'shin zolchiv zayin, so that's yimei zive. How does Rashi explain this word? Mikve lekove b'seichim ezive, di tiboye gimul zimne le mikre, di bechode zimne udo akalo, vim yoshvo le bot koteiro, meichu shmal le neichu shlo, im hoi so regilo, mi tesvov li tesvov, da hain et teich im ezei, mi bai le meichash, vi leichash, vi li tishamesh li im tesvov, keidem rie shemo tire. Marteise says, Mikve likova al diriye zu shel teichi meizive likova vesto she titztorech leichri al di sholish bomen ki likova vesed menide avo mau she toche ish al di kviye shel yemenide le eser pam revi afilu bo a vesed bi meizive va ho mais ishat lechashin. So it seems there is a machleket between Rashi and Teisus. Teisus says the Gemara is not by. It's not kevea vesed meizivoso. It's a cheshish. Kevea means that in order to be nekar, it requires three deviations. But cheshish means like a vesed sheni kavua. It shouldn't require three deviations in order to be nekar, but one deviation will be accurate. But until you have at least one deviation, so you have to be cheshish. So Rav Papa was patient, you have to be cheshish. But Tesis emphasizes, you have to be chishish only if there was a kvias vesetim enide. And then, let's say, every 15th day. And then, there was the 15th day in the Yemezive. So then we have to be chishish. In view of the fact that you already was kvaya vesed of seeing every 15th day in the Yemenide, but one time the 15th day happened to be in Yemezive. You have to be chishish. But suppose that the whole kvias took place in Yemezive, then you don't have to be chishish. That's what Tesis teaches. Aber malish etochish al di kvias shel Yemenide le'eser pam revi afil bo aveset b'meizive. That means, for example, she saw dam on the first of the month, on the first of Nisan, on the first of year, on the first of Sivan, on the first of Sivan. So then she was kvei veset on the first of month. But on the 20th of Sivan she saw dam. She saw dam. Then the first of Tammuz, there's the child. It's b'seich meizive. The first of Tammuz, in view of the fact that it was preceded by a Riyah on the 20th of Sivan, so the first of Tammuz, as of, is within the 11 days, within the 11 days of the Riyah on the 20th, and the 20th of Sivan, so 20th of Sivan until the 26th of Sivan mark the 7 days of actual Nidus. Then the 27th of Sivan was the first day of the Yudalef Yeim, and then she had another Riyah on the first of Tammuz, so it was within the Yudalef Yeim. So the first of Tammuz is she asul abayil or not? So Rav Popper was chish said yes, she's asul abayil. But suppose the whole kvias took place in Yemezive, then she doesn't have to be chishish. That's the issue. Tesis says, "Avol malu shetochish al dekvi shal minide lesa pam revi afil boa vesed meizive." Pam moiz shabed chashino. Only if the kvias took place at the very outset in Yemenide, but then because of a riyash, an extra riyash she had on the 20th of Sivan, so the first of Tammuz happened to be in Yemezive. She has to be chishish. But Rashi says, "Im hoyso gilo mitesvov litesvov, dahane teich yemizeiv." So Rashi is chelik in this, and Rashi shita is not only if the kvias, Rav Popper says, not only if the kvias took place in Menide, and then it happened that day of the veset in the yemizive, so he has to be chishish. Even if the whole kvias took place in yemizive, she also has to be chishish. But ein kisha kvas, not like a veset kavua, to require three deviations in order to be nekar, but like a veset sheni kavua, to require only one deviation in nekar, that yes. It's a machlekes, a very basic machlekes between Teisves and Rashi. So Teisves is very making, as against Rashi, who is mach. All right, now. So what did he say? Omer Rav Popper, El Hodom Rav Shlokish Yishu Kvas Lobez B'Sich Chemiz Vos V'Nishu Kvas Lobez B'Sich Chemiz Vos V'Rab Yechon Omer Yishu Kvas Lobez B'Sich Chemiz Vos Hechadom Laf Gin Chazoy Rish Yarech V'Chamish B'Yarech V'Rish Yarech V'Chamish B'Yarech V'Ash Chazoy V'Chamish B'Yarech V'Rish Yarech L'Chazoy V'Kom Omer Yishu Kvas Lobez B'Sich Chemiz Vos Omer Rish Yarech Manino Omer Lei Loi Hocham Rav Yechon Chazoy Rish Yarech V'Rish Yarech Vesem Chamisha Biyarche, Virish Yarche, Damrin and Dome Yisera Uit Yisesit. So, in other words, according to Rav Nebrid Rav Yishua, when Rish Lakish says, Isha Kivas Lo Veset, Bimei Nidoso, he calls it Bimei Nidoso, he has reference to the case where she saw down on the first of Nisan, and on the first of the year, on the 25th of the year, and on the first of Sivan. So that is the main dosa. Mashein Kein, if she saw dam on the first of Nisan, and on the fifth of Nisan, on the first of year, and the fifth of year, and on the first of Sivan, she didn't say, so she's not Kivaset Veset on the fifth of Sivan. And the fifth sin, because we are not cheshish l'ogre minero, and but according to Rav Pope, we are cheshish l'minero. So then she kvas veses. So there is a kashi. How is she kvas? Even if we say ikvas l'veset, a cheshish l'minero. But if she saw dam on the first of Nis and on the fifth of Nis, on the first of the year and the fifth of the year, how many riyas on the fifth of the year did she have? Two, and to be kivya veset, you need three. So why is she kivas veset if she sees on the fifth of Sivan? How is she kivas veset if she sees in fifth of Sivan? So how is she kivas veset bimei nidoso when she's on the fifth of Sivan? Vin tema dilme mishum rio chate des tes kash. Al mir shirach min min tema dilme mishum rio li shenga kol is sich min nid. O pir shrashe di daik mit koma ki vas tech min nid os. Mash ma di pam gim hu akvis. Da akvis hab ye bi mein nid os. Al me khoshuf ki lo ras o li shash. Vi ikshol li vod lo mol li tirs li kin shvaso vishyach vebi yach shleish zimne da hast am mamesh tikh min idoso vi kova veset vi dai shaito im tire be khamish bi yach shochil shdalet o ish tsrikh al lifris im bailo kol hebi yach shtaka vest gim otamin vi shiva rashe mishim tsel kame me kinon der bechenen bi mein shabbos vi shum di pach mas dis idoso dik tam ne idoso in its rabdike for leave the ignom a couple of essayed kirabi hechanen u kach hamakshe oike hoche milse kirabi hechanen mayin sosum shero aso bigimul hei biyarche bigimul hei biyarche in the third month in sin she saw just in the fifth of the month the loiberish yarche the rio shlish is in mayin sosum und was diesen Perikame geschroß und tries in der Wischjahre, Webjahre und wie schlicht ist geschroß und Wischjahre leu tiptik Webjahre schaffel tierlike Beulo leu kovelo weset, die mein Passeachu aber Pamrschenu und Schnee bedeckel mir nieder, schemme tiere begimmel Webjahre, für leu berischjahre lochel aber mussel schnue kige in der Roasso gimmel simne Wischjahre, Webjahre die ihm kein Havel in mein Pesuach, aber mich schaue, ich schaue, so drei sind in der Reiche Arche Lechude, da haben mein Sosam, wo wir gehen und Namen auf, aber wir schaue, so bei Chofei, ma schaue, so bei Reiche Arche, chauf mein Sosam, mich schaue, ich schaue, bei Chofei, da mir sehen sie weg. So in other words, so that means, according to Rashi, לפורש דהוך הדייק דחושב כלרוע עשו בגימו בריש יערכה דילאו וחם אי כופל עובסת על הרי הזו אינו מעין האחריס שבואו במידוסו ומי הוא תימה לימה כאן כמניקור נקטה וחושב כלרוע עשו ריש יערכה כאילו דעקת עלי כופל עובסת בריש יערכה דילי דומה להי דילי על דקבו חפי עלי בסת לחוב בייס וכדיקור מהוי זו נימוד על מירץ סודס דקשי. All right, Chesh is in a row. But in order to be Gevei HaVeset, there must be three Rias. So how do we call it Gevei HaVeset if he saw Rish Yarche and Rish Yarche and Hebi Yarche and Nisan and Rish Yarche and Hebi Yarche in Sivan and in Iyar. And then in Sivan she didn't see Rishi Arche. So how was she kvasi veset? She has to be cheshes that she'll see on the 5th of month, she didn't have 3 rias yet. True, the traditional mean all, but she still didn't have 3 rias. That's the discussion. So then, Tesis gives the Teretz. We nearly forage the Mairek in Shehoah, so Gimel Zimne Berishyarch, Vehibiach. In other words, not the way Rashi explains it. The Pashtus Loshna Gemara is like Rashi. The Rav Pope applies it to the case, applies Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish Sedin to the case where she saw Dam on the 1st of Nisan and the 5th of Nisan, on the 1st of Iyar and the 5th of Iyar, and then on the 1st of Sidim she didn't see. Then there is no Kvirs Veset altogether, even according to Rav Pope. But where she saw Dam on the 1st of Nisan and the 5th of Nisan, on the 1st of Iyar and the 5th of Iyar, on the 1st of Sivan and the 5th of Sivan, then on the 1st of Tammuz, she didn't.